The goats came to eat. And they didn't lose any time, says handler Brian Knox, who owns a company called Eco Goats.
They'll eat till midnight. So, and they'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have something else to eat, too.
The historic Congressional Cemetery dates to 1807. While it's not officially connected to Congress, the graveyard is the final resting place for some 200 congressmen and their families. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, composer John Philip Sousa, and even a circus performer who was killed by a tiger when in town. The goats are here to remove the overgrown thicket that blocks a view of the Anacostia River on one end of the property, says Paul Williams, president of the Association for the Preservation of the Historic Congressional Cemetery.
We brought in the goats because we have an invasive species problem in our wooded area, not in our burial area. But those vines tend to kill the big mature trees, and in turn the trees fall onto our historic headstones.
William says that goats are a more ecologically friendly alternative to removing the vines by hand cutting, chemicals, or heavy equipment.
Hey, goat! Woo! Come on!
Knox has 60 goats on the job.
So the perfect place to put a goat is where you don't have anything you want to save. And because they, you know, they're pretty indiscriminate. I refer to them as herbicide with legs.
The animals are confined behind electric and chain link fences to keep them off the actual burial ground, which is neatly mowed. Paul Williams says while the goats aggressively consume the vegetation nonstop, they are also attracting visitors to the historic landmark.
It really is bringing people. We're kind of treating it as an educational program as well to bring people into this beautiful cemetery.
Holly Howell lives nearby and raced over with sons Quinton, Hollis, and Harrison to watch the goats at work.
It's not something I'd heard of, so it was a great experiment, and I guess tried and true. They know what they're doing.
My mom came into my room early this morning and started screaming, the goats, let's go see the goats. So... yeah, she made us run all the way over here, and it's actually really cool.
Just the fact that, you know, we don't have to use a bunch of chemicals and stuff that'll hurt the environment. We can just use a nice animal solution.
And they're eating everything. I didn't know what they were eating at first, so I was kind of interested in that, too.
Brian Knox expects the eco-goats to clear the nearly one-hectare plot in about a week. By the time Congress gets back in town, they will be long gone and on to another job. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.